بسم الله الحمد لله وصلى الله على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. The purificatory bath, غسل. Among the conditions of prayer is purification from the state of major ritual impurity, حدث أكبر. By performing the purificatory bath, غسل. Dry purification, تيمم, is performed when one cannot perform the غسل. One is required to perform the purificatory bath after any of these five matters occurs. Number one, the emission of mani. Or, number two, sexual intercourse. Or, number three, termination of menses, hayd. Or, number four, termination of postpartum bleeding, nifas. Or, number five, childbirth. The integrals of the purificatory bath are two. Number one, to have the intention to clear oneself of the state of major ritual impurity, حدث أكبر, or a similar intention. To wash the whole body with water, including the skin and the hair, even if the hair is thick. Conditions of purification, tahara. The conditions for one's purification, tahara, to be valid are to be Muslim, to be at the age of mental discrimination, mumayyiz, to remove anything that prevents water from reaching the part to be washed, to let the water flow on the part to be washed, to use purifying water, that is, the water that has not changed by being mixed with a pure tahir material, such as milk or ink, from which the water can be easily shielded. If the water changes because of its mixing with some material, in such a way that it is not called water anymore, then using this water for purification is not valid. If, however, the water changes because of its mixing with the materials which are in its original place, or its pathway, or the like, and from which this water cannot be easily shielded, then this does not affect the purifying property of this water. If the water was plenty, two or more qullas, about 191 liters, it must not have changed even slightly because of its contact with a najas, filth. If the water was less than two qullas, an unexempted najas, filth, must not have contacted it, even if it does not change the water. Moreover, the water must not have been used already in clearing someone of ritual impurity, hadath, and it must not have been used to remove a najas, filth. Dry purification, tayammum. If one needs to pray, but one is in the state of ritual impurity, hadath, and one cannot find water, or will be harmed upon using it, one performs dry purification, tayammum. Tayammum is performed after the time of the prayer per se sets in, and after the unexempted najas filth is removed. Tayammum is performed by using unmixed soil, which is purifying and dusty. One strikes the soil with the inside part of the hands, then makes and maintains the intention of performing tayammum while transferring the dust of the soil from the ground until it is wiped on part of the face. One wipes the entire face and then strikes the soil a second time to wipe the hands and forearms. Prohibitions while in the state of ritual impurity, hadath. The person who invalidated his wudu is prohibited to perform prayer, circumambulate the Kaaba, and to carry or touch the book of the Quran, Mus'haf. However, the child who has reached the age of mental discrimination, Mumayyiz, and is studying in the book of the Quran, is allowed to carry it and touch it without wudu. It is unlawful for the person who emitted mani, junub, to do the aforementioned, and also to recite the Quran and stay in a mosque. It is unlawful for the menstruating and postpartum bleeding woman to do all the aforementioned actions, to fast before the cessation of bleeding, and to allow the husband or the master to enjoy the area between their navels and knees before they have performed their purificatory bath, ghusl. Some scholars said that anything other than sexual intercourse is allowed, however. Removing najas filth. Among the conditions of prayer is to be clear of najas filth in one's body, clothes, place of prayer, and what one carries in prayer, such as a bottle carried in one's pocket. If a najas filth contacts one or what one carries, one's prayer is invalidated, unless the najas filth is thrown away immediately, or it is an unexempted najas filth, such as the blood of one's wound. Using purifying water to remove the najas filth and its properties, that is, the taste, color, and odor, is the only way to clean an area contaminated with an unexempted najas. The najas filth, which does not have any discernible characteristics, najasa hukmiya, is the najas filth, the color, taste, or odor of which cannot be detected. The place contaminated with such a najas filth is purified by pouring water on it. The najas filth of a dog or a pig is removed by washing the najas filthy area 7 times, one of which is mixed with purifying soil. The washes which remove the physical presence of the najas filth are all deemed one wash, even if they were numerous. In the case of using little water for removing the najas filth, that is, less than 2 qulla, it is required to pour the water on the najas filth. However, putting a najas filth in an amount of water which is two qullas or more will not make the water najas, filthy, unless it changes it. Alhamdulillah wa sallallahu ala rasulillah wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa ahkam. Allah knows best.